Oh, you've been having a good month.
Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, I got your voicemail, and I think I'm interested in some working capital. Can you help me a little bit information on that?
Yeah, of course. Give me one. So, who? What was your name again? Who are you with?
My name is Josh.
Mm-hmm. Who are you with, Josh? Let me pull up your file real quick.
I'm with BMC Construction.
Perfect. I'll look up your file right here. All right, Josh. So you're interested in a little bit of working capital. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a couple of different programs. You know, how much are you looking to get?
Well, you know, I'm looking for about $8,000.
$8,000?
$85,000.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. 85. Excuse me. That sounds a lot better. So, you know, is that, you know, before we go forward, is that what you want or is that what you need here? Because we're going to shoot for the maximum available that we can get you, and then you can just take out whatever you want from that.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I'm just trying to consolidate some loans.
Okay.
You guys do that?
Yeah, of course we do. What kind of loans do you have out right now?
I have a couple credit cards and I have a business loan.
Mm-hmm. Credit cards and business loan. And by business loan, I mean, it sounded like you were pretty familiar. Have you dealt with working capital before?
Yeah, that's actually what my business loan is. It's a working capital.
Nice. Who's that with?
It's with LendingTree.
LendingTree, I know those guys. And how much do you have?
They've been only around for like 6 months or something.
Really? Oh, how long have you, so you've had that for about 6 months, how much did you take out?
I have a balance about $50,000 right now.
You have a balance of 50. What was the original for?
Mm-hmm. Original is 70.
70? And what was the total payback on that?
The total payback was 95.
Oh, they got you pretty high rate there. So, so tell me a little bit more about your use of funds. Yeah, I know they're consolidating loans. Are you going to, you know, make any money off of that? You know, save yourself some money at all?
No. Basically, what it is, it's pretty expensive. You know, I'm paying about 10 grand in, payment to them. And then also with my credit card debt, too, it's just taking up on my cash flow. So I just really want to refi this, get a better term and rates, so I don't have to stress about this, and make it one payment instead of, like, five.
Yeah, I feel like that can kind of feel like you're getting buried by bills there. When do you need this by? When's your next payment coming up? Are you on a daily or a weekly with them?
I'm with a daily.
You're with the daily payment? What's your daily payment?
Do you guys do anything else besides daily?
Yeah, we do weekly and monthly as well. Do you think that'll work better for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's easier to just budget for one payment a month instead of, 21 payments.
Yeah, I feel you. And as far as the credit cards, do you know what the revolving balance is on that? What do you have left?
It's about like 20-25K, something like that.
Okay, it's not too bad. It could help you consolidate all of that a little bit. Do you have like any pressing situation where you need to get this done by, or are you just trying to get this off of your plate as quick as possible here?
I guess you can just say I want to consolidate as soon as possible. I mean, it's not really like killing us, but it just would be nicer. Easier for the books.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, if you're probably familiar with working capital, what we do here at Cardiff is we unlock roughly about 10 to 15% of gross annual sales. It is unsecured, too. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year, I did about 900,000.
900K. Not too bad. And, based on your gross annual sales here, let me do a little calculations. Sorry. 900K. Yeah, we can get you just, yeah, roughly around 80. 85 is very doable. We can get you a ballpark between 85 and maybe like 130. We're probably going to shoot for something a little on the higher range because you do have some, you know, working capital out. So, you know, we don't want you to, you know, just take this money and get kind of get buried in debt here.
Yeah. So, and how is this going to be another working capital loan?
Yes, it will be. It'll be another working capital loan. You know, it's going to be used to pay back your work.
Do you guys have a line of credits over there?
No, we don't really do a line of credit, but, you know, we do have a program to where once you're done paying half of the working capital off, we can actually, you know, give you another working capital loan or extend it. So it really functions the same way as a line of credit. And you'll actually get a better rate, so it's not a consistent rate the whole way. So it actually helps you out in the long run here.
So you said it's kind of like a line of credit, but not really.
Yeah, I mean it's similar to a line of credit in a few different ways. I mean, you know, we're going to get you the maximum amount you qualify for, and then you can take out what you want from there. And, you know, it's better than a line of credit because it is based on sales instead of credit. So, you know, it lets you get more cash than your line of credit would. How is your credit? Good, bad, in the middle?
You know, I have this tax lien right now, so it's not too good. So
It's not too good.
Maybe $595, something like that.
Mm-hmm, that's on the lower end. Tell me a little bit more about that tax lien. How much is it for?
It's for $100,000. But I have a payment plan.
You have a payment plan set up?
Taking care of that, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. Okay. Every month I'm paying like another $10,000 for that, so.
Oh, that's not fun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you have some proof of paperwork with a payment plan set up, right?
Yeah, I think I got a receipt somewhere, invoice.
All right, perfect. We're going to need that to move on from here. How long have you been in business, you know, in the construction industry?
I've been around for about 24 years.
Oh, you've been around for a while. What is your bread and butter there? You do residential, commercial, a little bit of both?
A little bit of both, and a couple of government jobs here and there for affordable housing, stuff like that. But mostly right now, I'm dealing with just retail, just regular residential.
Mm-hmm. On those bigger projects, I know a lot of construction companies, they deal with like a payment plan, like a net 30 or net 60. Do you deal with something like that, similar?
With my regular customers, not too much. Just when I take on the government jobs, you know, they only give me about 10% down payment. And then when I'm 50% into the job, they give me another 50%, and then it goes from there. But yeah, that's basically what it is.
Is that what you took out the working capital for last time to kind of help you out through the cash flow situation with the government jobs?
Yeah, that's basically what it was. I had a job with the government a few months ago, and I had to fork out a lot of cash, and I just didn't have all that. But at the same time, I didn't want to lose out on the job, so that's basically what the last working capital was for.
Yeah, but is the job over? Did you finish the job?
I'm working on it, but we're still working on it. We're almost done.
Okay, I was going to say, how come you're still making payments on your working capital if the job is done? You have gotten all the money back from that and paid that off?
Yeah, no, I'm still waiting. We're almost done. We're about 10, we're almost got maybe a month, in, month, one more month, we'll be done.
Is there anything else you could do to maybe speed that process up, like bring out another piece of equipment? I know it sounds like a lot, but, you know, you need to get that contract done so you get paid and, you know, help you out with your cash flow stitch.
No, I just really, I mean, you know, I just have to wait, basically. You know, you can't really rush some of these things.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Have you looked into financing with any other banks here to kind of help you out here? Or, you know, I just got lucky, gave you a good voicemail at the right time?
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking around. You know, I have a couple people, you know, I get about like 10 of these calls a day, so I've been looking.
Have you looked with your local bank yet, or the, you know, your business bank, like a Wells Fargo or something like that?
Oh, I don't like my local bank.
You don't?
So okay. Not fine with them.
Okay, okay. What happened? Why don't you like them? They have a bad relationship?
Yeah, you know, you would think that if you have a good, like a big account with them and you've been working with them for years, that they would give some good deals, but they don't. I'm actually looking to change banks, so,
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll establish a good business relationship here and we can work later on in the future. Hey, John, let me a quick question. Are you 100% owner of your construction company? I know it's been around for 24 years, you know.
Sorry, what was the question?
Are you 100% owner? Is there any other, you know, partners in the construction industry at BMC with you?
Yeah, I'm 100%.
Okay. Oh,
no,
that's good.
I'm the 100%.
How'd you get into the industry there?
My dad's in construction and kind of just took over.
Okay, good. So, you know, what's going to happen to you if you don't get this loan?
I'm for sure going to get this loan, just either from you or someone else.
Yeah, have you gotten quoted from anybody else yet for a rate?
No, I'm just still in the application process.
Okay. Well, you know, it sounds like working capital will be right for you. I'm going to need some more bank statements and some other information before I can give you some solid numbers on terms. But, you know, you did ask about the daily, weekly, monthly. You wanted to try a weekly or monthly instead of the daily for you?
Yeah. It's just easier to budget, you know, 4 payments or 1 payment instead of 21. So.
Okay.
And also, you know, having the consolidating the credit card together, you know, I can make one big payment for all my business debt at one time.
Perfect.
But,
all right.
What do you are you going to be able to beat what I have with LendingTree or my credit cards? I don't want to be, you know, wasting my time and you running my credit and all that.
Oh, yeah, no, and with the running of the credit, it's a soft pull, so it's not going to affect you, like, nearly as much as
okay.
you would assume with other kind of loans. And, you know, as far as LendingTree we were concerned, you know, I'm not going to say that I can guarantee that we're going to beat them, but, you know, we have been in business here for 14 years, and they've been in business for 6 months, and, you know, we're a bank, and they're LendingTree, so... Where can I send this? What's a good email I can send you some more info and, you know, the application along with the other documents I'm going to need?
Sure, it's jaw@bmcconstruction.com.
Perfect. Yeah, it's not too much info I need to gather from you. It's just the one-page app, really simple to fill out, probably take you 10 minutes, and then last 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
One more question. Do you take credit cards at all?
No, I don't.
No, you don't? Perfect. We'll just skip right over that then. All right.
My tax return shows I have a loss. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, I'm going to need to look at that for, you know, the lien purposes anyway. And oh, yeah, that lien document, too. If you could send over that payment plan that you said you had some receipts for, yeah, I'm definitely going to need that to go on, too. But it really sounds like we can help you out here, get that $85K or maybe even a little bit more here. I'm going to try and shoot for the higher end because it is the situation you're in. It's not like you're bringing on a piece of equipment or you're hiring more workers. You're paying off other loans. So I'd like to get you a little bit more than that, you know, $85. When's a good time for me to follow up with you? I'll shoot that over in about a minute.
I'll try to get back to you in the next few days.
All right, how about Thursday morning?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. All right, Ja, I'll see you then. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day here, all right?
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.